to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. We got a lot of cool science news today. It looks like we have gloves that can now turn your palm into a phone. Didn't the latest Total Recall come up with that, where your hand was a phone? Pretty cool stuff. Also, I guess Star Wars-style holograms, all right, can actually be in our near future. Pretty cool stuff. Plus, I want to tell you about this goo coming from a naked mole rat that appears to offer cancer protection, according to CBS News. So you see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's jump right in. Whenever you see an animal in science that seems to live longer than its other counterparts, all right, researchers like to jump on that and try to figure out, what does that bugger have that we don't have, and how can you extract, all right, what that little bugger is on? Well, scientists have identified a chemical that they say prevents the little ugly, they even say ugly naked mole rats, allows them to have a long lifespan and prevents them from developing cancer. They say it's like a goo that they can extract. Study author Vera Gorbunova is a biology professor at the University of Rochester, New York. She said, we think it's possible to learn strategies for preventing tumors by studying animals that are cancer-proof. Makes sense. Now, naked mole rats, they're buck teeth. They have no hair. They're very wrinkly, but they could live to 30 years old, decades longer than other rodents. And they have an innate resistance to cancer and pain. Plus, they could survive in underground conditions with little oxygen, according to CBS News. So for this new study, the biologists took cellular samples from naked mole rats searching for clues to their cancer resistance. And then they discovered a gooey substance that clogged up their equipment. They said, wait a second, this is a red flag, because other cell cultures from humans and other rodents like mice and guinea pigs don't have the same gooey, viscous substance. So, apparently, the lab technician had to then disassemble the system to clean up all the gooey stuff. But, apparently, one of the researchers said, look, the students always get stuck cleaning the stuff. Apparently, Dr. Andre Selunov, or whatever, told his graduate student, we got to figure out what this gooey substance is, because it could be related to their cancer resistance. And I guess it was a wild guess. They figured out that this high molecular weight hyaluronan. Now, for those of you going, wait a second, hyaluronan, that sounds familiar. Whenever we talk about fix your radios, people. Hyaluronic acid. All right, remember we were talking about viscous substances that we've been using for arthritis, such as the Synvisc, etc. Yeah. All right. They found this substance to be a high molecular weight hyaluronan, which is similar. And then to see if the chemical was behind cancer protection, scientists removed the substance from the mole's rat cells. After they found the cells were more prone to developing tumors, confirming the compound played some role in cancer protection. And then they found the gene responsible was the HMW-HA, called HAS2. Other animals have this gene, but in naked mole rats, it was kind of different. All right? And they found that this gene slowed the frequency of this HMW-HA that gets recycled. Therefore, it builds up in the rodent's tissues. They have more of it. Now, we have in animals and humans the hyaluronan. It aids in the tissue healing process, etc. Now we need to figure out if we could, use this for anti-wrinkle creams, knee pain, to a more advanced degree than the HMWHA has already been used. So, to summarize, when you go to the animal that seems to be able to fight nature, and you figure out how you could help it fight nature with us humans. Now, do we want to? fight nature? Do we want to start messing with nature in that respect? Like when they were talking about how these rats could live in low oxygen areas, okay, that makes me extremely concerned. Because if you manipulate humans to do that, are we then changing the species? Are we humans going to be able to now live underwater for an extended period of time? You know, again, and I know this is so far, I mean, we're talking maybe millions of years later that we could see subsequences. But, you know, whenever you mess with nature, nature bites you in the butt. We've seen that. We've seen that with antibiotics and then superbugs. We've seen that with estrogen and fighting menopause and age-defying hormones and then cancer increase. All right? I mean, we've seen this time and time again. The medications for bone density. We'll put people on medications for bone density, and then we'll find out that there's other risk factors with it. Like osteoporosis medications could even put you at risk for osteonecrosis of the jaw or femur fractures in the leg. And so, you know, I get always a little nervous when we as a man try to mess with nature. And to try to improve our lives by manipulating these genes, I think something else may go wrong. What blows my mind, being scientifically trained with all the biology and chemistry I've had, is how much science we don't know. I talked about this. The more I learn, the more I learn I don't know. Okay? Right? Makes sense, huh? And I just can't, even though I know there's science behind everything, I just think God is still behind it all because everything is just too perfect. It's just too perfect. So you deleting one gene, all right, does that put you at risk for something else because we didn't know that the body needed that gene? It's one of those things where we're going to see a lot of tit for tat. All right. No, we're not talking about plastic surgery. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When people say talk to the hand, they may mean it now. Phones within our gloves. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. So this is kind of interesting. I love technology. And I know we always try to shoot for hands-free technology. Well, this, it's pretty embedded with your hand. This is a glove that turns your palm into a phone. The gloves have a speaker in the thumb and a microphone in the little pinky finger. So you know how you make that hand gesture like you're on the phone? Thumb is up by the ear, pinky is by your mouth, and the rest of your hands are in a fist? Exactly. All right, that's how they've made this, and it's supposed to connect to any phone using Bluetooth. Plus, the gloves keep your hands warm, and it eliminates the need for you to search in your bags or pockets. All right? It is going to be kind of expensive. My guess is these gloves are going to be at least over $1,000, maybe, gosh, I think about $1,500 for the pair of gloves. All right? But for some people, this hands-free is exactly what they... My problem is, you know, I always get my hands wet, even with gloves. I just do. So the speaker unit is embedded in the thumb. Microphone is built into the little finger. It could be connected to any mobile handset using Bluetooth. Artist Sean Miles designed the innovative gloves that double as a phone as part of his project that illustrates the possibilities of gadget recycling. He uses vintage Miu Miu and pin-eater gloves. I don't know what brand that is. Combines them with parts from mobile handsets recycled through O2. O2 is, I believe, in Europe, a recycling company where if you have a cell phone that you don't want to use anymore, they may even buy it off of you. I mean, obviously, for a lot less than you paid for it. All right? But again, then you take the parts, and then you are able to put it into the gloves. The gloves look nice. The gloves look kind of sexy. But I got it. Oh, it's called O2 Recycle. Okay? O2 Recycle backed the project. Estimate that there are already, just in England alone, 70 million unused phone handsets. The service pays up to, I would say, maybe $300-$400 to those who recycle gadgets, including, I would probably say maybe a couple $100. I'm trying to convert the pounds. Now, where I like this is a big issue I have is reaching for the phone and trying to find the phone. I can't stand that. I would probably spend an hour a day trying to determine where my phone is, how to find my phone. Now, keep in mind, I live in Las Vegas, so it's hot. We don't usually wear gloves. Even in the winter, you don't really see a lot of us wear gloves. We should. It does get cold in the desert. Trust me, it does. All right. So for me, I probably wouldn't be able to use something like this, except maybe for the six weeks of winter that we in Las Vegas really get. It gets cold around Thanksgiving, and then it starts to get warm around January. And that, like I said, we got about 6 weeks of winter. But I got to tell you, I cannot stand being in the car, and I'd like to leave my phone alone in the car, but if I'm at a stoplight and the phone is ringing or the office is texting me, you know, I need to look at it, okay? I wait till I'm stopped or I pull over, but finding the phone is ridiculous. Can you imagine if all you have to do is just kind of put your hand up to your phone? Yeah, kids do it all the time. Kids are already copying mom and dad when they do this, so it's an easy movement. Is it worth the money? That I don't know. All right, now, Star Wars-style moving holograms. This is cool, way cool. And I don't know if I so much want the Star Wars holograms as much as I want computers like Iron Man has, where you just throw it up there like a hologram and be able to touch and manipulate it, etc. Well, they say scientists at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, have cracked a major technological hurdle, they say, by making low-cost, high-quality holographic videos. All right. They say up until now, the video hologram, according to Mail Online, has generally been confined just to science fiction, such as when Princess Leia, remember, would talk through R2-D2, and then you'd see her kind of bend to hit the button on R2-D2, and everyone's like, oh, that's Princess Leia. That's so cool. All right. Existing systems that project moving holographic images are very expensive and have limitations. They say the chief problem lies with devices called the spatial light modulators. They direct the light to form points in three-dimensional space. Makes sense. That's what a hologram is. With current technology, key elements of the display size, viewing angle, frame rate, and depth of the image are restricted. So these MIT engineers have developed a new kind of spatial light modulator that overcomes many of these problems. Now, this research was published in the journal Nature, and I guess it promises to take the holographic video out of science fiction and make it actually something that we could use in real life, and I'm hoping later, medicine. They estimate that the holographic monitor using the technology could be built for less than $500 using light sources. Now, what would we be able to use this for? Well, you know, there's a 3D image, but then there's a holographic projection. What's the difference? The holographic projection allows you to move around it and take a look at it in all sorts of angles. For somebody like me who's a doctor or a surgeon, etc., having the ability to look at an image outside the body, walk around it, see what you need, you know, look at different angles is so cool. All right? As far as I'm concerned, this is definitely, I would say, probably one of my favorite things I've heard of in this last month that they're working on. The phone with the gloves, no big thing for me. But this is pretty damn cool, so I'm pretty excited about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We say goodbye. Yesterday we said goodbye to James Gandolfini. for those of us who were addicted to The Sopranos and are very have been very huge fans of his work in other movies. Seeing this news that he had died of a most likely heart attack yesterday was extremely shocking. I had first learned of it from KFI while I was interviewing, getting ready for a TV interview. And, you know, only 51 years old. Of course, in The Sopranos, he played Tony Soprano. Did a phenomenal job. He was also in movies like The Mexican. I believe he was also in The Juror. He was in Crimson Tide, a variety of movies. And phenomenal acting. They believe he died of cardiac arrest. That's what the doctors are telling us. At first we heard he was in Sicily, but they say he actually died in Rome on vacation, had arrived to the hospital, and pronounced dead after multiple resuscitation attempts. They said this occurred in the bathroom of his hotel in Rome, and the 13-year-old son alerted staff when they when he found his father had collapsed. So hard to die in front of your son. That is rough. Poor kid. Kid's only 13 years old. Cute kid. He Gandolfini is Italian American, raised in New Jersey. Many New Jerseyans could relate to him. He used his New Jersey culture in a lot of his acting, and it was pretty cool and pretty attractive. He had won 3 Emmys for the mob boss Tony Soprano, and he was set to attend the Taormina Film Festival this weekend in Sicily. Apparently, Sopranos had gone on for 6 seasons, and he was more recently cast as CIA director Leon Panetta in the Oscar-nominated Zero Dark Thirty movie that had just been in the theaters, and was actually a Broadway performer of God of Carnage. Many media outlets are now referring to his previous drug use, alcohol use, issues on the sets of Sopranos. I don't know if we'll find out if there were any issues with drugs, etc., as a result of this. I know many people were concerned about his weight of recent years, and it's a shame either way. I hope we really don't have to go into too much of, I hope the media doesn't have to go into too much of his past doings. However, the reason why the media will, and the reason why people think it's so important, is when you see an icon such as him, and he dies at a young age of 51, people are hoping that it wasn't just a heart attack. It's very common for people when they hear something like this, someone that they know very well, or they think they know because they watched him for years on television, they are hoping that it was something that couldn't be a fate of theirs. So people are extremely interested if any drugs could have possibly been involved, because then those of us that are middle-aged that don't do drugs could kind of breathe a sigh of relief. But if not, which is the story we're being told, this just reminds all of us that 51 years old is not too young for a heart attack. It could happen. I've seen 40-year-olds die of heart attacks. I've seen 26-year-olds have heart attacks. Non-drug related. This is something we have to take extremely seriously. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so 2/5 of U.S. adults right now are caring for their elderly relatives or their sick relatives. So we're talking 4 in U.S. adults need to take care of a sick or elderly family member as the population ages, as our baby boomers age, as we have more chronic illnesses, outliving many of the heart attacks and cancer, etc. And this reality is something that I don't think many of us are prepared for. Researchers found that the number of caregivers increased 10% between 2010 and 2013, when they asked multiple thousands of adults between ages 30 and 64. Now, if this is something that families aren't planning, okay, then when the time comes that you do have to take care of an elderly family member, you could become financially bankrupt. There could also be, unfortunately, possibilities and vulnerabilities to abuse, all right? And this is something that we need to spend a little time on, okay? I grew up in a family where the children always did financially better than the parents. So even though we grew up with some poor times, we were still in a better financial position than the grandparents were. So when the grandparents didn't have money to be in an assisted living facility, etc., we moved them into an extra bedroom that we would have in our house. Or me and my brother and sister would bunk up, would use the other room for grandma or grandpa. And that's how we would do it. And I just grew up learning that I was going to have to later take care of my parents. In fact, that's why my parents kept telling me, you got to go to school, you got to go to college, etc., because, you know, you're going to have to take care of the family later. And lo and behold, they were right. Okay, I was the only one that was financially stable. So when things had to when things unfortunately happened, they had to come to me. Now, that was back when doctors were making better money than they're making now. Okay, now we're all biting our nails, scared to death how we're going to make the next month's payment. Okay, but I'm still fortunate. I'm still blessed to have the family that I have and be able to have whatever means I can to help take care of them. But a lot of us are struggling, and we can barely make it through what we're trying to make it through now in this great recession, depression that we're in. And then all of a sudden a family member dies, and there's fighting that starts within the sibling with who's going to take care of mom, who's going to take care of dad. And as a doctor, I see this all the time. So I'll have patients come in. They'll talk about stress. They'll talk about their job, etc. Yeah, dad's sick, so I got to fly back to, you know, help mom with dad, etc. Okay, so they talk about that, and I go, well, if dad dies, okay, is mom going to be able to, you know, live alone? Well, no, she's sick, too. Oh, I don't want to think about that. I'm like, well, maybe you do need to. If dad dies, okay, and you have mom out there, are you, what's the plan? Can she live alone? Mom can't live alone. Well, I guess we'll have to ask the neighbors. No. Guessing that you'll have to ask the neighbors is not a plan. It's not a strategy. And what I think has blown a lot of people away is when bad things happen, they just have no idea. I mean, that's what happened with us. My dad died. My mom, while she's in the hospital and they pronounce him dead, I'm on the phone with her. She's like, what do I do? How do I live? What do I go? And I go, don't worry, because at the time we had just gotten a rental home because the economy was doing well. We were going to put a tenant in there, so we decided to put her in rent-free. The only problem is, you know, once a recession hit, you know, boy, that got tough financially. But, I mean, I always in the back of my head knew that I was going to have something set up, God forbid, such that I was able to, at that second she was panicking in the hospital, be able to tell her, we got it covered. You're going to move out here. I'm going to make sure, you know, my brother and sister help you move, and you'll come out here and we'll make it work. But we had a plan. Now, we're still winging it, especially now financially. We're still winging it. We're still trying to figure things out. She ended up getting a job. Luckily, she wasn't sick. Knock on wood, thank God. Like I said, our situation is blessed, you know, compared to other people's situations. But what blows my mind is the unpreparedness, the lack of preparation I see. And some people will even say, Dahlia, I am prepared. All right? My mother with multiple sclerosis, let's say, will move in with us. Got it. And I'm like, great. Good. You got that plan? All right. How are you going to help her with bathroom, showering, etc.? Oh, that's right. Well, I guess we'll hire somebody. Well, have you looked into that? Have you looked into the cost of hiring somebody? You know, Medicare only covers X amount of home health visits. All right. I mean, I know it's a tough thing to talk about. Just like when we talk about advanced directives and wills, nobody wants to sit there and think about if bad could happen. And the reason why is many of us from our old roots, we're taught you don't sit there and think and plan if bad stuff happen. Because if you do, bad stuff will. You live for the day. You make sure you have some financial preparation. And whatever happens, the Lord will give you strength. But don't sit there and plan what you would do and plan things out or think about it, because then bad things could happen. I see that with a lot of people. And it's not that they're being wussies. I think it's ingrained in us that we just don't do that. Yet me as a doctor, I have to be the one to remind people of some realities. And the more prepared you are, the better. Just like with camping. Just like with, you know, I hate when I go camping thinking, okay, well, wait a second, do I need the EpiPen? Oh, what if somebody goes into an anaphylactic reaction? Do I also have to have steroid? I hate thinking that. I don't like to think that it's a negative. But I got to tell you, you're a happy person when you're prepared on those camping trips. The same thing with family. So what should you be doing to prepare? Well, number one is see if your parents have any long-term care insurance plans. You may want to look at some of these. Some of them may be a scam. Some of them may actually be very well worth it. Start looking at that. Number two is make sure that if your parents are in a situation where you think one of them will die and the other one will be kind of helpless, your job is to make sure that you know where everything is in their house. Any life insurance policy, any paperwork, etc. Or make sure you have copies of everything such that if the poo-poo goes down, you are able to very calmly do what you need to as opposed to fishing through a garage full of black widows. All right? Number three is sit down and talk with the family, okay? And it doesn't have to be a very sad talk and, you know, say, look, okay, these are some things we need to think about in the next few months, the next year, the next 5 years. How will everybody handle it? And everybody's going to say, oh, of course, it's fine, blah, blah. And you go, no, don't tell me now. Think about what the situation may be like, okay? And if you could think of anything that I'm not thinking of that we may need to do to make things better, come back. We'll have a family meeting next week, okay, or tomorrow, whatever. And many of them will say, well, what are we going to do about the television? Or what are we going to do about them getting access into the bathroom? It's not a wheelchair bathroom. All right, things like that. Now, when we bring up elder abuse, the reason why elder abuse happens, even though it blows our mind that anybody would abuse grandma or grandpa, it's not that they're so much beating them. It's not, you know, it's one is it's verbal abuse because there's a lot of aggravation. There's a lot of chaos when there's somebody else in your house. There's a lot of strain. But number two is many people put the elderly person in a room and leave them there. They give them a TV, they give them food, and them being isolated is considered abuse as well. So this is why a plan has to be in place, okay? I love my family, but even being with them more than a week, we start to drive each other crazy. Make sure you have outings. Make sure you have vacations. Make sure you have some sort of ways to give yourself breaks. Because it's important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Daft Deli.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. You know, honestly, I really appreciate you guys tuning in like you do. I know you have plenty other choices out there. And the fact that you choose to listen to us, we are so appreciative, honestly. You know, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we can, we have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Definitely please check those out. They're free. Download them. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. And I know a lot of you guys do miss, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't sit there and just, you know, smack each other, high fives. It's extremely important for you to be able to listen in, so make sure you do that. All right, so 1 woman in 3 is a victim of domestic violence, okay? And this is around the globe. This is mind-boggling. I guess it is now considered a third of women now, some sort of domestic violence. Now, they looked at all countries like India, Sri Lanka, Thailand. I guess the highest scale of abuse was in Asia. Next came the Middle East, where the prevalence in Asia was 37.7% and Middle East was 37%. Then an average of 23.2% were affected in high-income countries like North America, European Union, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. All right? It blows your mind. Now, many of these people who were victims of violence were also far more likely to contract a range of sexually transmitted diseases, anywhere from syphilis to HIV. The study also flagged the higher likelihood of abused women having unwanted pregnancy, an abortion, or an underweight baby, and their children were more likely to become abusers or victim in childhood. Now, you know, when we read these stories and you hear about things like this happening globally, psychologically, you feel bad, but then you move on, unfortunately, to the next piece of news. All right? This is something, when we talk about abuse and global domestic violence, I think we have been blowing this off a little for too long. And I don't know how to stop it. I mean, many of these happen within the home, it's not like, you know, you see it all the time out there on the street, although every now and then paparazzi gets pictures of two Hollywood couples fighting. One had his hand around the woman's neck. I don't know where that was going with that, but I mean, and that was out in public. They said they were playing. No, you don't play. You don't put your hand, hand around someone's neck and call that playing. But, this is one of the subjects that many people shy from. Now, why would people shy from it? It's so much easier to talk about cholesterol. So much easier for people to talk about immigration, people to talk about food stamps. These were subjects that we talked about earlier on the show. But when we talk about abuse, people quickly brush over it. Now, why? Is it because many of us have undergone some sort of abuse, whether it was child abuse, whether it was physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse? I think that's one of the reasons it's hard to talk about. All right. Any of us that have ever been abused, if we were younger, we don't want to bring that subject up. So we've been so successful at suppressing it or repressing it such that when we have to have a discussion on global violence and domestic violence, not a lot of people want to go there because they don't want to bring up any of their own internal experiences or feelings, etc. It's extremely hard to talk about. All right. And then, you know, there's that other subject. Well, why won't people? If it is bringing up feelings, you should deal with the feelings. It's okay to cry. Yeah, all that's true, but nobody wants to do it. So the problem is we have issues where we have a third of our population on this earth, okay, being victims of violence within their own house. Okay, that's not right. The only thing is I don't know what are the successful interventions besides taking the person out of the home. Now, I know people have suggested anger management and anger therapy and medications for people, yet I've seen too many people where, all right, maybe that's a band-aid on a gaping wound, but if they're innately messed up in the head where they think beating a child or a wife is proper, nothing's going to stop that. I mean, especially if they miss their pill. So, unfortunately, the only thing we've been able to successfully attempt to do is just take people out of those situations. All right? But we're seeing that more and more people have the potential for abuse. Just like I told you with elder abuse. Okay? We're talking about this. We're like, I would never do that. I would never be mean to an old person, etc. But like I said, it doesn't even have to be being mean. It's you saying, you know, get out of this room. You're bothering us. We don't want to hear what you have to say. Go stay in your room and we'll call you when it's dinner time. But it's only 10 a.m. That's right. Well, we don't want to see you till dinner. That's abuse. So I think there's a lot more domestic violence, a lot more abuse than is even being reported. All right. And a lot of people who think they can never be so cruel to do that do. All right. Now, we also have the debate every now and then on what is considered punishing a child versus what is considered domestic violence. Okay. Remember, we had a parent who spanked the child with the back of a brush, and I think she's about to serve jail time. So is spanking now considered domestic violence? Is it considered child abuse? in recent years, that's where we're going with it. Okay, you know, spanking's going to be no more. Okay, I mean, the days where we were, you know, we had to find the belt and bring it to Dad, or we had to go and get a, you know, a tree branch and bring it back in, those days are over. You can't do that. That is considered child abuse. So, you know, rules are coming into play that are going to change the way kids are being treated in the house. All right. But unfortunately, if somebody is mad and somebody wants to take it out on a family member, all right, laws aren't going to stop them. And I don't know where to approach that, but it's an issue that we do need to be wary of. Okay, the tomato. This is an interesting study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. The tomato, for years, I guess, centuries, was feared to be a sinful and seductive fruit. And people would call the tomato a poison apple, considered back, I guess, in European times. And I guess it was only served in certain, shall we say, situations, and maybe by certain wealthier Europeans. But it's interesting that tomatoes are very acidic, and when placed on pewter platters, the fruit would leach the lead and could actually cause lead poisoning. So not only was it the looks or the taste or the color, but they thought that it was actually hurting people. So if Europeans were getting lead poisoning, especially the wealthy ones with the lead pewter plating, that would freak them out. And I guess back in the 1880s, pizza was developed in Naples. And Naples used tomato. At the time, it was first like, oh, really? But again, it wasn't on pewter. It was on pizza. And by then, I guess they said that's when tomatoes started to make a huge comeback. And now, of course, tomatoes are in every cuisine. They say the fruit of the tomato was first recorded outside of the Americas in 1544 in Italy. I guess they were cultivated first as ornamental type of plants, okay? And they actually thought that it was a deadly plant at the time. And then later somebody realized, wait a second, this is some yummy stuff. Whew. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, please be safe. God bless.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.